1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by the Rosen Automotive Group. Save a fistful of dollars. Save time and shop online at rosenautomotive.com.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen!
This just in. Young Eric was telling me about this, and we couldn't find it until now. A man took a break from his job as a shopping mall's Easter Bunny to steal a $59 pair of sneakers, police said.
That's not what the Easter Bunny's supposed to do.
Janesville, Wisconsin.
Oh, out of Janesville. So it's right near here. Right down there to Rock County. You take the Rock Freeway.
Yeah, 43 southbound.
Head toward Beloit, and then you pick up 90 north. It takes you right there.
Yeah.
Or you can get off at 14 there and go by the Vegas Gentleman's Club.
That's
the way I like to go. Yeah, you take the back roads into town. The Vegas Gentleman's Club.
After stealing the shoes at Kohl's department store, the 19-year-old Janesville man redonned the bunny outfit and returned to his post. An officer then went to the spot where Janesville Mall's Easter Bunny changed and found the new shoes.
So they had the evidence.
According to the police report, the officer made contact with the bunny after all the children had left so as not to cause a scene. The man received a municipal...
Did he get taken out in the bunny suit with the cuffs on and the head?
You know when they, like, the cops do that thing where they shove you down so you don't bump your head into getting into the cop
car? Push his ears over. Be three cops pushing the head down to get him in the car.
The man received a municipal citation for retail theft.
They have the Easter Bunny story out of St. Petersburg?
No. You mean Moscow or Florida?
Florida.
I mean, Russia?
An 18-year-old homeless man is accused of mugging the Easter Bunny there at a local mall, making off with its head. The woman in the bunny suit was walking out of the mall, dressing room to meet with children when she was attacked.
How much crack do you get for a bunny head?
Yeah, what crack dealer is going to give you a couple rocks for a bunny head? Sure, man, I'll give you a couple rocks for that head.
This is cool.
Hey, chicken wire and carpeting.
No, children were traumatized by seeing it.
This is going to freak out everybody who comes through the door today when they see me with the big Easter Bunny hat on.
Could I, like, smoke a cigar while I was wearing this?
If those cops come to the door again with that search warrant, I'm answering the door with the bunny head.
You get some guy who's jonesing for rock and sees this, man.
I'm going to blow his mind.
There's more bunny news out of Des Moines. It's a YMCA there.
Aw.
Has banned the Chubby Bunny game. From its after-school programs,
what's
a lot
the
of
chubby
concerned parents.
What's that?
In the game, children try to put as many marshmallows in their mouths as they can without chewing or swallowing and still say chubby bunny.
Oh, what a blast. Let's try it
Or
now.
A similar phrase, like, I'm choking to death.
I've inhaled one of the marshmallows.
It is stuck in my windpipe like a cork in a bottle.
It is expanding.
Help me.
Chubby bunny.
I can't tell what you're saying. You lose.
Chubby bunny. Chubby bunny.
I can't believe that. Doesn't sound like chubby bunny to me.
Okay, you're disqualified. Sit down, Brian.
Chubby bunny.
A 15-year-old high school freshman is this year's Easter Bunny. At Madison's Westtown Mall, I should say she was this year's Easter Bunny.
Was this year's Easter Bunny.
She'd apparently had enough of her 20-year-old assistant's antics. So, picture
she
a hockey
game. She was the photographer.
The assistant was.
Was the photographer, the one who would take the picture when the kids
and
crawled
she was
up
the
on
bunny.
The bunny's lap.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The 15-year-old was the bunny.
So they're working together, photographer and the bunny.
It's a team.
You got a 15-year-old in the bunny suit. You got a 20-year-old photographer.
Mm-hmm. Then you got a day's weight of children ready to
You've
climb
had
up on your
knee. 15 hours of kids crawling on your lap and taking pictures.
You got hot lights. So picture a hockey game where the players throw off their gloves behind them. The bunny gets up, takes off her head, and sets it on the ground.
Yeah, and starts slugging
it.
So then she gets into it with the assistant.
Starts slugging it out with the photographer.
The photographer pushes her. She wipes out backwards over her bunny head. But, like Sonny Liston, gets up swinging. Gets up and just lands a couple of nice ones, apparently, on the assistant, the photographer.
And imagine the shock of the children when they see the Easter Bunny beating the hell.
Mm-mm. That's what we would have liked the best about this story, but the management of the mall says the two were on a break at the time.
Mm.
Oh.
So no shoppers witnessed it. Do you think that's true? I bet they're just spinning.
If they did, we'll hear about it.
Better if the bunny keeps the head on, too.
Yeah, more protection for the bunny. Of course, you probably can't see as well.
Yeah, but see, that's carpet. What we like about it is when someone's being punched out and they got that
when
big
goofy.
The
bunny goofy, has to turn slowly and look.
Big goofy bunny face on, you know.
Swinging wildly right. With a big smile on
really
their face.
Really angry, you
big
know.
Chubby cheeks.
Underneath, they're gritting their teeth and
you
biting
bitch!
Their lip.
You bitch!
But it's coming out of this happy face.